And welcome to the Outdoor Hour, Outdoor Living Hour of Rosie on the House. A great big good morning. We are now the official weekend wake-up call for Arizona homeowners located throughout the great state of Arizona. If you've got a question or an inquiry or a dilemma having to do with anything outside your house, your landscape, your gardening, your hedges, your trees, your lawn, give us a ring. We've got John J. Harper here in studio, 1-888-767-4348. As well, we have Julie Murphy here from the Arizona Farm Bureau. Julie, thanks for getting up and joining us this morning.
I always like to get up and hang out with you guys.
Well, we love it when you do. Before we get started with John Jay and Julie, I want to kind of give y'all a big notice of a big event that's going on right now. One day, one location. It is only going on until noon today, then it's over. Usually a once-a-year event. But it is on today. It is the spring cleaning sale at Superlight Oldcastle Company. Now, this is the place where they make Belgard pavers and retaining walls. And they have acres and acres and acres and acres of stuff, of pallets stacked 4 and 5 pallets high of all of this material. Well, today they're going to take their excess and obsolete products and put it all on sale and make it available to you, the public, for up to 80% off. The address is 4601 North 42nd Avenue. That's right in Phoenix. One day, one location. It's over at noon. Get there, 4601 North 42nd Avenue. If you have a hardscaping project that was on your agenda or your calendar to get done in the near future, you won't be able to save money on hardscape like this ever again. Get there. 4601 North 42nd Avenue. Spring cleaning sale for Superlight Oldcastle Company.
Good job. Made it through.
Wow. John, yeah, I'm with you. I got cough drops. Man. I got my Kleenex. I should have been listening to your first hour.
Something got me right in the middle of that one. Boy, I don't know what it is. But anyway. John Jay, where are we going to go this morning for the Outdoor Hour
tip of the week? I heard somebody remind you at the end of the first hour what tomorrow is. It's not just Sunday. It's Mother's Day.
I knew that.
Yeah, I know.
It was coming. It was coming.
I could tell. You really were playing along. So Mother's Day is a great day to celebrate in the garden, at the nursery, in the garden center. There's all kinds of cool stuff besides just the candies and things that you can buy mom. I mean, if you want to get mom a rose bush instead of roses, there's rose bushes in full bloom where you could plant it and she can pick them as she wants them. There's hanging baskets. There's little pre-made color bowls. There's all kinds of things. A nice new pair of gloves. There's just a ton of for about any budget. Take the kids down, let them buy her a couple packs of seed for a couple bucks, and let the kids kind of put a little gift basket together for mom. So a great way. And today is also the first Saturday, so we're also, you know, you can really be kind of a cheapskate and buy mom lunch today, a free hot dog at Harper's.
There you go.
I don't think that'll work as far as passing for Mother's Day dinner,
But it's available.
We got it. We're just saying.
Yeah.
There's free hot dogs today too as well. So all kinds of great gift ideas. You were talking about the Belgard deal. We've put in
buyer a brick
this spring. We've installed 3 vegetable gardens out of their Weston Wall.
Yes.
System. One of them we haven't done yet is a listener of the show in Maricopa. I got to show you the picture of the garden that he had, but it was a kind of a wooden structure that is in fair disrepair.
Yeah.
He said, "I want you to take a picture of this before and then do the after and send it to Rosie." So we're going to build him a really nice out of Belgard Weston Wall raised garden system. So hey, if you really want to splurge, have a nice new raised vegetable garden installed for mom. So all kinds of great things you can do in the garden for mom. This, you know, doesn't have to be just tomorrow. Kind of Mom's Day should probably be more than just one day.
And anyway. Gentlemen, don't forget to add some Arizona wine to that, because if all she gets is gloves and tree trimmers.
Well, don't buy her tree trimmers.
That's like buying a vacuum.
Don't buy her tree trimmer. No, don't buy. Trim the tree for her. Yeah, don't give her a tool. I think that's a really bad idea. Nice new pair of gloves, just with some seeds as part of a package thing. But
flowers and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
How about
just checking.
A hula hoe and a blister repair kit from REI.
I think you'd be sleeping on the couch, buddy.
Miss Julie.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us from the Arizona Farm Bureau. We were talking about food, the Mother's Day free hot dog available at Harper's, Mother's Day meal. The food that y'all want to talk about with the Arizona Farm Bureau right now kind of has an interesting twist to it this week.
Yes, I am highlighting and like to push and press that, you know, we can grow the Mediterranean diet in Arizona. And yes, when you think Mediterranean, I always think the beach. In fact, I want to enjoy and feast on the Med diet while I'm on the beach. But we grow everything that is inclusive in the Med diet here in Arizona. And one of the biggest reasons, we just add water. And we have 300 plus days of sunny weather, and we can grow just about everything. I always like to say apples to zucchini and everything in between. And so if you look at the Mediterranean diet pyramid, you see that Arizona can grow everything, including the fish.
All right. And I am not cued in to what the Mediterranean diet is.
So if you cover it, if you go from the bottom
up. You mentioned wine.
Wine, that's one of the big ones. But whole grains, your fresh fruits and veggies. In fact, after I leave here, I'm going to the Uptown Market right in the North Phoenix Baptist Church parking lot.
Okay.
And you can see a whole array of everything in it. But it's the whole grains, fruits and veggies, olive oil, cottonseed oil, because that's actually, the chefs love cottonseed oil. It doesn't add flavor if they don't want the oil to add flavor to their meat that they're frying, and it has a high flash point. You have dairy, fish, poultry, eggs, wine, and the red meat tops it off. So we do it all.
There's a lot there in that diet that sounds very appealing to me, especially that red meat part.
Yes.
You could buy a bottle of wine, take mom fishing, and catch some fish, and Nick think that'd go over.
And you'd be all set.
Yeah.
Cook it.
Remember, we have Arizona wine here that we're growing, and it's award-winning wine. So I don't know why I keep falling on that.
You really are up on that.
It's kind of early in the day for that, too.
It is.
Hey, the only thing missing off that is chocolate.
There you go. Dark chocolate.
You can add that.
From Soretta.
Yes.
Are we going to give out some callers? Give out the number for the callers?
Everybody's welcome to join us anytime at 1-888-767-4348. Now, one of the things we're keeping track of right now is a contest that's being run by Water Use It Wisely. It's called the Drab to Fab promotion. And we talked with one of their partners, Ewing Irrigation, about ways you can conserve water and save money at your home. Here's Romy's conversation from earlier this week.
What is Ewing's role in water conservation?
We do quite a few things. As a distributor, we've been promoting, talking about, educating our employees and our customers on water conservation for probably the last 15 years.
And so for an existing landscape, what would be the best practice on converting it to a water smart irrigation?
Without a proper irrigation system, a lot of landscapes won't survive, plants won't survive without some kind of irrigation from time to time, whether that's coming from Mother Nature, whether it's coming from an irrigation system itself. And so how do you make your irrigation system water-wise or water-smart? First and foremost, an irrigation system needs to be maintained. And so a lot of times people tend to put a system in and never really go back and check and see how it's performing. So first and foremost, I think the most important thing you can do is actually turn your system on and see how it looks. And do you have leaks? And are there areas that, you know, there's water running on the sidewalk, which means you need to make some adjustments to the system you have. Once you've done that, if you want to go to the next step, look at, say, your landscape areas, your shrub beds where you have flowers, and if you have spray heads, sprinklers, might consider converting them to drip irrigation, because drip irrigation can save, on average, between 30 and 50% of the water compared to a traditional spray head. And the benefits of using drip is it applies the water in a slower pace over a longer period of time. And so if scheduled properly, you'll have less runoff, which means less water running onto the sidewalk or out into the gutters or onto your driveway or so forth. So that's probably the first thing is look at areas that you can actually convert to drip irrigation.
Is there something new in drip irrigation or smart irrigation? Oftentimes we hear from the industry that, hey, don't worry about your rain sensors. We don't get enough rain to make a difference. Every time we say that, I get a call from someone at Ewing saying, no, that's not true.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, rain sensors are really important, and that actually isn't a new technology. That's been around for a long time. And they certainly do make a difference because at least, you know, what's worse than when it's raining or right after it's rained and the irrigation system is running? Now, in the middle of the summer here, when it's hot, depending on how much rain we get, and if it's a traditional monsoon where we're just getting pounded with rain, yeah, you might not have to turn your irrigation system on for a couple days. What's new? You know, I was going to mention, if you are going to still keep your traditional sprinkler heads, your spray heads, make sure you're using high-efficiency nozzles. And there's a bunch of different nozzles that are available on the market. They put the water out at a much more even rate, larger water droplets, which have the benefit of actually going and landing on the ground when it's windy versus going up in the air, which tends to happen with some of the older technology. And then if you do want to, you know, go to the next step with your irrigation controller, there are several different technologies on the market, smart irrigation controllers they're called, and they can be everything from having an on-site sensor, similar to a rain sensor, where it actually looks at solar radiation, it looks at the temperature, and it makes scheduling adjustments to your controller based on, you know, weather conditions. And then if you want to go even more extreme than that, and for the techie people out there, there are several different smart irrigation controllers on the market that actually run from your smartphone. It's pretty cool because you can actually control it in the palm of your hand, literally. And if all this sounds extremely daunting and confusing, I certainly encourage people to check out Ewing's Backyard Rehab playlist on YouTube. So if you go to Ewing Irrigation in our YouTube channel, we have a playlist of videos, instructional videos, how-to videos that we put together that can kind of give you some tips and tricks on some of the things that we've talked about today.
Hey, Warm Watch, certainly appreciate it.
Anytime, my pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity. We appreciate it.